This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. We told you yesterday about a campaign in the form of a short film to educate Washingtonians about the importance of the Columbia Basin Project. Executive Director Vicki Sharlow says the 75-plus-year-old project is easy to overlook.
It's either taken for granted or completely forgotten that our economy is driven by this irrigation water that comes from behind Grand Coulee Dam.
Sharlow says the film will attempt to show the many ways the project impacts all of us.
From our perspective in Eastern Washington, because we can see it on a daily basis when we drive by irrigation canals and the rivers and the dams and power structures, it's the foundation for our livelihood and our quality of life. And honestly, it helps provide a more secure tomorrow just because of the economic activity that it generates.
Carlos says, in the end?
Well, the end game would be to see water on all 1,029,000 acres, because there's only water on 3/4 of it. So the infrastructure and the care and feeding of all the current system has to continue, but we're also looking to complete the whole project for that last 250,000, give or take, acres to put water onto that arid desert land.
The league is nearing completion of the short documentary on the Columbia Basin Project and could use some help.
The Voice of Washington Agriculture is a presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.